There is a presence in man, and the light from that presence is his understanding. That presence, that light, that understanding is I am, and I am that I am. I call unto thee, O beloved mighty I am presence. Thou great central sun, thou heart of infinity, pour forth thy mighty flame of divine love throughout humanity and the earth. Set the feet of mankind once again securely on the pathway of light, and anchor their attention forever upon thee, the great love star in the heart of each one. Lift their hearts unto the heights whence cometh all help, and bring them back into the happiness, freedom, and perfection which is their divine birthright. And so, beloved mighty I Am Presence and beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, and becoming more and more centered within yourself. And just for a bit, let the outside world just drift away. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to both the alignment of those chakras as well as the vibrational frequency, increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you move up the scale. Starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. But raise the intensity of that color to the highest you can possibly imagine. And know that as you are doing that, you are raising the vibrational frequency within that chakra as well as corresponding glandular functions that are associated with each of the chakras. And all of the cells and organs of your body and extremities, everything increasing in vibrational frequency. Now moving to the root chakra, see that as a brilliant bright ruby red. And to the next bright, brilliant orange. And if it helps as you move up the scale, see each of the chakras as a brilliant, bright sun. So a brilliant ruby red sun, and the next brilliant, bright orange. And to the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. And to the heart center, deep blue-green. And you can either imagine a brilliant, bright blue-green sun or a beautiful forest scene. And to the next, magenta, and a magenta sun at the high heart center. And to the throat area, sky blue, and you can visualize a brilliant, bright blue sun, or just a bright, brilliant blue sky. And to the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. and to the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you have each time coming together, begin to merge each of the chakras up into the next higher chakra, and then those into the next higher, and so on, until all of the chakras have merged into the soul star chakra above your head. And as you merge them all together, see them forming either a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond, whatever works best for you. Then you, as your conscious knowing self, move into that now Merkaba that you've created, or your light body. And when I say created, that's a misnomer. It is not actually that you are creating it. You are just simply visualizing what is already there. So know that it is more a part of you than your actual physical body is. The physical body is just an instrument to use. Your light body, or your Merkaba, is your vehicle of travel, even when you are beyond the physical form, when you have moved beyond it. So now, let yourself rise up, leaving your physical body fallen below you. Get that sense of literally leaving your physical body falling below you as you rise high up through the roof of the building wherever you are, and up into the sky, and higher and higher and higher through the clouds until you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of the planets of the solar system and this bright, brilliant sun of this solar system, and then out beyond that into the galaxy, and to the galactic central sun, and all of the suns, and all of the galaxies beyond, the billions of galaxies that lie beyond this galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the universe. And know that energy has been coming down, light energy, light rays, have been coming down from the great central sun of the universe through all of the suns of all of the galaxies to the central sun of this galaxy. And the central sun of this galaxy is literally the source of who you are at this point in your existence. So know that you are connected to that central sun of the galaxy. And feel the energies coming down. See those energies. Literally visualize energies that have been coming down to the Earth for a very long time and becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And see those energies coming down to the Earth in the form of light rays, and raising the vibrational frequency across the planet, which then raises the consciousness across the planet as well. So as energy keeps increasing across the planet, so too does the awakening process continue to happen as consciousness increases. And as consciousness increases, what happens? The third dimensional matrix, or the illusion, begins to collapse more and more, because the illusion cannot be in the higher vibrational frequencies. It cannot exist in those higher frequencies. And anything associated with those higher frequencies cannot exist if they're in a lower frequency. So thereby, there is a shift in the timeline that is occurring now. All across the planet, this is happening. And see this happening now. See the vibrational frequency and ensuing consciousness increasing across the planet, so that people that are of like vibration are pulling together. See that more and more now. Just simply visualize that. In this meditation, visualize people coming together of like vibration. And that happening more and more, and more people awakening to this higher vibration as well, and being drawn to the higher vibration. And those that are not, see them splitting off. Visualize the splitting, if you will, of those that cannot see and hear as you see and hear. See that happening now. And see the, literally see the third dimensional matrix or the third dimensional illusion collapsing. See it falling, or the veil that separates the two, see that falling. So that more and more people are seeing through that veil now and seeing the other side, if you will. See the higher vibrational frequency, the dimension of the higher fourth and fifth dimension, and all of the changes that come as a result of that. Whatever those changes might be, you create the changes now in this meditation. You see what you want to see. You create what you want to create. Take a moment to do that now. Literally see the third dimensional matrix completely collapsing, and the new higher vibrational frequency, if you will, a new matrix being created. What would that include? Some of you may be seeing billions of ships landing. That might be a trigger for you. That might be something that you would like to see. Full disclosure. Others of you might like to see just simply people coming together more and more. Hearts connecting everywhere. Whatever it is, see joy. See joy in people's faces. See joy as they connect with one another. See joy as they connect with their animals. And the animals themselves across the planet feeling their freedom finally. Plants, flowers, and trees. Feel the consciousness of those plants and flowers and trees. Feel the consciousness of the waters. Connect with it all. Allow it to move within you. Feel that higher vibration moving through your Merkaba, through your light body, through your etheric body, and your astral body. Your astral body being the emotional body, feel it. Feel the higher realms within you. Connectedness. Feel what it means have unconditional love. Now allow yourselves to begin to be drawn back to your physical body. And as you come back in, as you tuck yourself back in, your etheric, your astral, your light body, all back into your physical. Feel your body, your physical body now vibrating at a higher rate. Perhaps even your heart. Feel the vibration there within your heart. Perhaps feel electrical stimulation through various parts of your body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time, in these great times of change that you are moving toward. We've been telling you this for some time, that change is certainly in the air. Change is everywhere. But only if you are looking for it, only if you want to see the changes. For it is all a matter of perspective, as you had in your earlier discussion. Change is inevitable, no matter how you look at it. Change is always happening. But I am speaking now of great changes that are coming to the matrix. Changes that will indeed dissolve the old matrix. For it has run its time, it has run its course. It is no longer needed to be as it once was. The status quo, the idea of that, will become more and more irrelevant as the times progress, as the timelines continue to shift. And the timelines are indeed shifting because you are shifting them. Again, it is a matter of your perspective. You can either be in the old timeline within your thinking, within your programming, or you can simply be beyond it. Because in reality, your new reality, it is not even really there. For it is important more and more for you to be the observer. Observe what is happening. Look at it from an outside point of view, not within the physical body, but outside of it. Yes, you have a physical body. Yes, you have those things in your lives that require that physical body, certainly. But more and more, be the observer self of all that is happening to that physical body. All of the various connections with others, be the observer. The observer from the point of view of your higher God self, the Father within you that doeth the works. That is how you need to look at this more and more and more. Because these changes, as I said, are inevitable. They are coming more and more and will gather in momentum. And more people will begin to witness those changes. And they will finally understand some of the things that you have understood for quite some time now. That change is indeed here, and change is indeed good. But it is important for you more and more to let go. To let go, and as I said, to be the observer self that watches over everything and prepares for the greater changes that are ahead, one of your brothers said earlier, this year 2026 and 2027 will be amazing. And yes, indeed, that is true. Because momentum is gathering. You are beginning more and more to see those dominoes that have been spoken of. And a very large domino is about to fall. You will understand it when it happens. You will know that this was the point. This was the point that began to shift everything, not for just yourselves, but for so many others to awaken, just as you have awakened. This is inevitable. It cannot be stopped. Nor would you want it to stop if it could. For all of you came here to bring this about, to witness these changes, but to do more than that, to be the catalyst of these changes, to be the Neos who bring the Matrix down. That is what you came here for, each and every one of you. Because of who you are, it is happening. Because you are realizing more and more just who you are. And as we many of us have spoken for some time about the power within each and every one of you, to realize that power, to realize that you have that God power within you. All you need to do now is begin to utilize it. Use it as much as you can, whenever it is needed, whenever it is called for. Ask, and you shall receive. That is how it works. So more and more, become the observer self, that watches the collapse of this third dimensional matrix and the illusion. Watch it as it happens. Do not become a part of it. Be free of it. Be the sovereign beings that you came here to be, and to show the way for others to become those sovereign beings as well. The time is now, and this time is yours. What you do with it from here on in is up to you. As was said in the movie The Matrix, I can show you the door, but you are the one that needs to walk through it. Well, you have all walked through that door and are ready for what appears on the other side. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to realize the true power that is within each and every one of you, to begin to utilize that power more and more.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready for your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here for one who serves and Shoshana?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
And this is just something that I would like to understand. We have seen, it's a kind of a multi, try to get this question out. It's a multi-layered question, sort of. We have seen, it's coming out more and more, like celebrities, right? We know they're not they're probably reptilian or whatever. But what we've seen, and it's come out more and more, that it appears these beings don't die or don't reincarnate, like, especially with celebrities. There's a lot of images that have come up, you know, they look like they're from the 1800s or whatever. And it's the same person. I mean, you can literally see the face. And it happens with a lot of famous people, right? Like celebrities, John Travolta and so many others. So my question is, my curiosity, I guess, is what's going on there? Just for my understanding, are these darker beings, I guess, if they're reptilian or whatever, do they reincarnate? Like, what is the process for them? Is it similar to light beings? Do they live a lot longer? Is that why we're seeing what appears to be the same identity over centuries? I think I'm not probably stating it correctly, but I am actually just curious what is going on there as far as what we're witnessing there.
Those ones that you are speaking of are of a certain bloodline, and they have reincarnated over and over and over within that bloodline, as you are saying, the reptilian bloodline. And that has continued up until this point. They cannot continue to do so, though. They will not continue to reincarnate here within this bloodline, here on this planet, as the Earth, as Gaia, moves into this great golden age that she is moving into. So they are going to, this is the separation of the wheat from the chaff that has been spoken of many times. And this is in process of happening. So those ones, although they may seem to last a little longer, they really are not. They are just simply moving on and coming back again and again and again, and many times in the same facsimile that they left, in a sense. So
gotcha.
That continues on. But do not think that they are going to continue this process. They are not. They are what you might call finished here. And they are realizing that more and more and more. And this is why they have stepped up the process. We do not only speak of those celebrities that you are speaking of, but all of the various ones that have been in control and are no longer going to be in control. They are losing that rapidly, and they know this. So this is why they have stepped up their old plans, the same old game plan that they have used over and over that has worked before, but it is no longer going to work. But that is what you are seeing in terms of the chaos everywhere, and that it will increase until it is no longer needed. Okay, Shoshana, do
perfect.
You have anything to add here?
Yes, thank you.
Very good.
Thanks, sir.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes. I was wondering about this whole business of giants. We heard tell that people were very, very large, and then is it true that they sent some sort of plague to make them smaller again, and why would they do that? Also, my dad knew a person who was 7 feet tall, so that was still pretty abnormal for his age. So when was this all going on? That's what I'm wondering. What was this?
When you say, when was this going on, please be more specific. What are you referring to?
So that people were incredibly tall, you know, almost like, 7, 8, 10, 9, 10 feet, and then they actually send out some plague to kill people off and dim people down again, and why?
So you are asking if the so-called giants actually existed? Yes, they certainly did. And they, but what the other part, which of you said, was a somewhat of a flight of fancy, that they created a potion or some sort of plague, as you have said, that reduced in size. No, that is not correct. It was just simply a different species that evolved here in terms of humanity as you know it now. But those ones that were of the giants were real and are still in existence and likely will be returning, but not in the sense that they were once here. they will return as the disclosure happens across the planet of those of your galactic brothers and sisters.
So the giants were higher beings, higher dimensional beings?
Many were, yes, and some were not.
Oh. But this whole business of seeing...
There is quite a history here. There is quite a history that has been kept from the human race to understand this. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Well, we will add a perspective here, if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
There is, as one who serves has given, different species, different genetic material that has lent itself to the planet's population to create different styles of beings. The one that you spoke about, that, and everyone knows at least one person that is taller than most, and that is because there is residual genetic material in their DNA from this these different races of man, and they carried that forward, and that is why they are tall. There is also another explanation, and that is that there is genetic material from, let's say, the Pleiades, where they are very tall, that a being has incarnated on the planet and come with genetic material from a different star system that creates a different look and a different height. And the one you know as Melania Trump and the one you know as Baron Trump are both Pleiadians.
Oh.
And the one Baron that is extremely tall carries this residual genetic material to the planet. And that is why he is so tall, because he has carried that residual genetic material within his soul DNA, you see. So that is the explanation. It is really not mysterious, as one who served has given. It is simply genetic material that has been implanted and brought forth in races of man. Namaste.
And we would add here that it's also all about vibrational frequency as well. So as the vibrational frequency dropped over the many thousands of years, the height of humanity also dropped. But as vibrational frequency increases once again, then you will find that the height increases as well. Mm-hmm.
So just to follow up, these pictures that we see, that's what I'm talking about, like the late 1800s, where you're seeing pictures coming forth now, where people are extremely tall and sometimes in these pictures. Those are real, or those are manipulated? So that's why they're saying that they think that something happened to dim down the height of people long about the turn of the century. Like, what's up with that?
We would say it was way before the turn of the century, though. You can look all the way back to the Atlantean times to begin to see the shift in height of humanity. And as Shoshana has given, it is all about genetic material.
So those pictures are likely real that we keep seeing of people? Online and so forth, like ancient old looking pictures where people were some of them were very, very tall. Those are probably having to do with their genetics or something.
Yes, some are real, some are not. You are in an era of artificial intelligence that can do just about anything and show you just about anything. It could show you a being that looks like an octopus that has a human face. I mean, this technology that is available to man now is up to man's imagination and how that individual wants to use that imagination to create what they create, you see. But the truth is that some are real, some are not. And we will tell you that, yes, there have been very tall beings, amazingly tall beings that walk the earth, and there have been amazingly little tiny beings that are still here that walk the earth. It is all genetics. It is all the bloodline. It is all how they come into existence and what their plan is, what their soul plan is for them, you see. So it is not a mystery. It is not crazy, but you must use your discernment when you can. Namaste.
And we would add one more thing here. Think about your mythology, your various myths, your stories that have been told of giants, of those of the one that is known as the Cyclops. That was real. There were those beings with one eye. There were giants like that. Your story of David and Goliath, also the same thing, you see? It is all based on various truths that have been told over generation, over generation, over generation. But there is much truth in any of those myths. Okay? Would there be other questions here before we release child?
I have a question about the topic you're discussing. I heard on some podcast that they were getting, they had reptilians who were walking onto the planet, and they have the genetics to shapeshift. So that they are coming back to, I guess, help their fellow beings, but they were being rounded up and taken off planet again or something. Do you know anything about that? That there's walk-ins of.
Yes, there are walk-ins in both ways, in terms of those of the reptilian walk-ins as well as those of normal, what would be considered normal humanity. And walk-ins have existed for quite some time. So, yes, that is real. Is this your question?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Shoshana, do you have any?
Well, we will add here if we made your sister.
Sure, go ahead.
There are beings, there are advanced beings that have learned the art of shape-shifting. They know how to do it. They know how to become something different, including an animal. And this is in your Native American culture and stories of how a human shape-shifted into a wolf. Do you know of those things? Do you know of those stories?
Yes.
So it is not uncommon, it is not common to current humanity, to most of you, to know the chemistry and biology of shape-shifting, but there are those that have mastered it. And those you call the reptilians have mastered the shape-shifting, the shape-shifting kind of thing that they do in order to fit in, you see. So if you were a reptilian and you came to this planet, you would not be accepted. So they shapeshift. That is what they do. And yes, they are mostly gone. There's mostly no one shapeshifting anymore. They are mostly gone from this planet. Namaste.
Thank you.
Any further questions here? Nothing further, then we are ready to release the channel. Shoshana, do you have any parting message?
We do not.
Very good. And then we just simply say to, as Sananda has given, as we have given in various times throughout, be the observer more and more and more. be not within the third dimensional illusion in the matrix, but rather be the Neo and those that left the matrix. That is what you need to focus on more and more in your everyday life, moment to moment from here on.
We would like to add.
Yes.
We would like to say, since One Who Serves has brought this up, that the state of mind of observer is the neutral state of mind. So that when one takes on the state of mind of observer, they have reached neutrality. And that is the best place to be here on this planet, because then there are no attachments. There is nothing to attach yourself to. You are simply watching. You are simply observing. You are simply enjoying what you call the movie. So observing, being the observer, is a very high state of vibration. Namaste.
Very good. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.